Alexander Stewart. Hi.
Hey, y'all.
So good to see you. So good to meet you.
So good to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I was just saying that a hometown show like that hits different than any other show, I can imagine.
Yeah, unbelievably. I mean, I've played Velvet Underground before, like, way back, but, like, couldn't sell that many tickets. You know, I opened for my best friend there, Lauren Spencer Smith, and I finally got to play it myself this year. Sold out. And I nearly had a mental breakdown. It literally, it's so full circle. It's insane. And it just feels like I'm like right at the start of my career again, which is crazy.
I was going to say, that's got to be such a surreal feeling. Are you able to just like soak that in, or is it just hard to believe?
It's been pretty, it's definitely been pretty surreal over the last, like this last little tour. I just kind of constantly, I'm like pinching myself, and like I walk out into the audiences, and for the last 8 years, I've just been opening for people. And so to have like a crowd of people that's actually just there for me doesn't really feel that real, which is maybe the best feeling of all time.
Yeah,
it's just nuts, and I'm so excited to keep doing it.
Yeah, and you get to keep doing it. How amazing is that?
Yeah, it's the best.
And to have the fans just like screaming your lyrics back in your
face. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting, but like they know basically every single song. I guess that makes sense, but like it's the craziest thing. I go up there and I'm singing these songs, and they're singing them back, and that feels just like unbelievable. Right. At points in the show, they're so loud I can't even hear myself. I'll just hold the mic out and they'll just sing it.
That's so insane.
Could not be more grateful. It's just nuts. Yeah.
I love that. So you live in LA now, but you're a Toronto boy in your heart.
Always will be.
You came in with your Tim Hortons. What is your Tim Hortons order?
Well, I went crazy today.
Okay.
I got a double double.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Pretty wild.
I know. No, typically at home I fall in love with like Nespresso. So I'll just like get the different pods and I'll just put it in, and then I'll maybe put a teeny bit of a little bit of creamer. I'm not usually a sugar guy, but I felt like today was special.
Ah, nice. Yeah, it is a special day. Especially too, because you're going to your high school after this.
I am.
That's amazing.
It's gonna be really, really
fun. Do you have
fun.
A lot of teachers there that you like connected with?
Well, I've got one.
Okay.
Very important teacher, my music teacher, Miss Raymond. She was a large part in letting me, you know, kind of facilitate this dream of making music. She would just kind of let me leave class early sometimes, or just always lifted me up and like made me feel like I could do it. And you know, having a teacher do that is so important. I think people like underestimate how important it is to have teachers support you in what you want to do, because they are basically your guardians for so long during the day. It's, you look up to them. And like I had one teacher specifically literally tell me to give up on music because I'll never make it.
No.
So thank God I went the route of listening to my music teacher.
Damn, what was the like context of them saying that to you? How does that?
It was literally, I was sitting down with him and I was going over like my plan for the year. And I was like, I really, really want to, and I was 15 at the time. I was like, I really want to make music. And he looked at me and was like, and I was like, no, like I'm actually being serious. Like I really want to do this. And I came back the next time, sat down with him again, because we had like weekly check-ins or whatever for like what was going on during the year. Mm-hmm. And he like looked at me dead in the eyes. He was like give up. He literally said, give up.
That's insane.
I will never forget that moment.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's wild.
I should go see him.
Yeah, you also should go see, definitely, and then report back. Let us know how that goes. I had a boss like that. My very first boss in radio was like, I wasn't on air yet because I host a radio show. And she was like, I just don't think that you're going to be like one of the ones that makes it. And it was the same feeling where I'm like, you kind of keep it in the back of your head and then it kind of fuels you to go further,
I was
going to
say, it does one of two things. It can really, I mean, it will, like, no matter what someone says, if they say something like that to you, it's going to affect you, but you can let it affect you in different ways. And like, I think we probably both had a similar reaction then, because I let it like fuel. Drive me. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to show him.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to do it.
And then everything you do, you're like, okay, I'm proving that person wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Amazing. Look at us now.
Let's go.
A good reminder for anyone out there. Don't listen to that teacher that tells you you're not going to make it.
Yeah, absolutely not. Because.
Yeah.
Oh,
here we go. Leave Me in the Dark.
Yes.
Congratulations. What a banger.
Thank you so
much.
Just
hit after hit.
Thank you.
It's crazy. You're so talented.
Oh, man. Thank you. I mean, that song is quite a special song to me. I wrote it after Blame's on Me. It's so funny because I have a song called Blame's on Me, and it was like one of the... I feel like I have different songs throughout my career that mean different things, and that one was like a marker for me of just being genuinely so honest in what I was saying. And I had so many songs I was ready to put out, but after I put out Blames on Me, I was like, I want to basically rewrite my whole project now. Like, I want to just put out songs that are so, like, not that they weren't honest, mm-hmm. but I think just honest at a different level, and honest to who I was at that time as well, like 2 months ago. And so I wrote Leave Me in the Dark after, and it just came really fast. It was about a very toxic relationship that didn't end well. And I didn't know if anyone was going to like it or not. But I started, you know, putting little snippets out and teasing it, and people seemed to resonate. And that made me so happy because I love that song so much. I mean, obviously, because I put it out.
Right.
But it just feels really, really good that it's finally out in the world and people can listen to it.
Yeah. What is it specifically, do you think, about heartbreak that draws you so much to focusing on that as a topic in your music?
I mean, I think it's just one of the, like, just universal, like, one of the strongest feelings that just everyone feels. Mm-hmm. And so for so much of my music, it was just, I mean, it's all heartbreak. I just got dumped a bunch of times, essentially. Okay. But like for a lot of the new music, I think what's really cool is that it wasn't such a black and white relationship, and it wasn't just a one-sided thing, and I wasn't just dumped, and there's so much more to talk about, and so much and it's like, for me, it's like therapy to write these songs. I'm mm-hmm. like, it's me processing at the same time. And so I think the way that I process heartbreak on either side of what it is, if I got dumped or if I had to end the relationship or whatever it may be, and those feelings, it just helps me process it. And then the fact that other people can then relate to it is a really kind of special thing, I
and
think.
You say that you go to therapy as well, so you're kind of getting like all of the therapy from every, you're probably like
so therapized.
I was gonna say, you're probably so mentally well, like
I don't know about that. No, I mean, I'm a huge advocate for therapy and mental health, and I've been going to therapy for like 7 years now, and it's changed my life massively. I have friends come to me, talk to me about the things they're going through, and I'm the friend that's like, have you ever thought about therapy?
I'm the exact same. I'm like, everyone should go to therapy.
I am a very strong believer of everyone on this planet, no matter where you are in your life, should be in therapy.
Yeah.
It's just the best thing on the planet.
Right.
It's like, not only do you get to like rant about the things happening in your life, but someone is responding that like knows how to respond, mm-hmm. make you feel better and like understand yourself better. Like, what? Tell me a negative.
Yeah, totally. And I also find like verbalizing your own things too. It like forces you to kind of think about them out loud. Which
absolutely
is a good way to work through
it. I think a lot of people struggle with exactly that, with actually saying what they're feeling, or like they feel like people won't care or whatever. And people do care, but especially when you're in therapy, it's like that's what you're there for, and you have to say it, and you have to work through it, and you will always be better off for it, always.
Yeah. And you've been vocal about like mental health things. You've kind of touched on like some OCD things too.
Yes, absolutely.
What makes you want to talk about that so openly?
I mean, I have OCD and anxiety and depression and all that fun stuff, and it's just something that I've definitely dealt with and struggled with a lot throughout my life. I was diagnosed with OCD when I was 17, but had obviously dealt with it without knowing what it was for a decade before that. And I went through hell and back, and I didn't know what was happening in my brain. And when I sort of realized what was going on and talked to people and got the resources I needed and really focused on my mental health, I saw a huge difference, and things can get better. And obviously there are still bad days and there are good days, but it's like now I can focus and look forward to the good days and know that the bad days will end. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that I think is so important for other people to know, because no one deserves to just be like struggling, especially not in silence. So I will talk anyone's ear off that will listen about it, because I just think it's just so important.
Yeah, definitely. Are you a believer in manifestation?
Totally.
Yeah, because I feel like you covering Charlie Puth on YouTube and then now opening for Charlie Puth on tour, that is like a clear just like manifestation, right?
It's absolutely. I mean, a lot of the time I'll do manifestations in like the morning or at night before I go to bed. That part is crazy. I mean, I didn't even mean for that to be a manifestation. It was one, I guess.
Yeah.
It just shows life comes around. Life is full circle. The universe does really crazy things, and I don't mess with it. I just let it happen. But totally, you have to speak things into existence too. Because like, if you believe something's going to happen, I so believe that there is such a better chance of it happening.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. My whole TikTok is like manifestations, the whole thing. It's just like how to properly manifest, whatever that means.
Totally. Yeah. And before I let you go, I do want to talk about your parents for a second. Your dad is here. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Your mom is featured in some videos as well. And she, you can see her have just this like emotional reaction to your music. How is it being able to experience your success with them?
I mean, it's phenomenal. My parents... phenomenal. I didn't even finish the word. I just started my next sentence. My parents are and always have been the two most supportive humans in my life, and they've let me follow this dream since I was 15 years old, and would obviously have never been able to do that without them being so behind me the whole way. So it's just been like so exciting, and like as things progress, having them here with me and like just keep, I'm such a family oriented person. Like I'm very, very close with my family. I'm so grateful for my family. And like the show in Montreal, my dad flew out to see it. And then the show in Toronto, my dad had to stay with our dogs because they're very anxious. So my mom and my sister and a bunch of my sister's friends got to come, my sister's girlfriend, like everybody. And it's just been like so lovely. And it's like we're all just kind of like doing it together, mm-hmm. which is just like the best feeling.
Yeah.
So I'm very, 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 very grateful for my parents. Definitely would not be able to do any of this without them.
Totally. I feel like a lesson in like this whole conversation is just like go with the people that support you and then
absolutely
don't worry about the people that don't, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's honestly in a weird way easier to care, like to focus on the people that don't support you, mm-hmm. which goes back to what we were talking about at the very start. Even with hate comments, you can get like a million nice comments and you get one not nice comment, and that's like all you focus on.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a really important lesson in life. Go with the people that support you and love you, and know that and you know they love you for like who you are. Everything is easier.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So nice to chat with you.
You too.